Pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong are threatening more protests over a proposed extradition bill that could see criminal suspects transferred to mainland China. Chaos erupted on the city's streets overnight as hundreds of thousands of people protested against the bill, some clashing violently with police. Stephanie Smale has the latest.
Police in helmets and shields struggle in vain to hold back the angry masses. Metal barricades were twisted and pushed aside by the huge crowd outside the Legislative Council, where the controversial laws that will allow criminal suspects to be extradited to China are due to be debated later this week. The violence erupted after a day of peaceful protests. They marched for hours. Police estimate only 250,000 people hit the streets, but organisers say the crowd surged to more than a million, easily surpassing the 2003 protests over tighter national security laws. Hong Kong resident Bruce Liu was part of the crowd.
Mainland China used all sorts of ways to exercise the so-called dictatorship in Hong Kong, to kidnap the people they treat as enemy.
Fellow resident Chris Kwok explained the law change could have serious implications for decades to come.
This law is going to have a very large impact on the next generation here in Hong Kong. Everyone in Hong Kong would like to have a peaceful life as working class people, but we're terrified of this law.
Hong Kong journalist Mary Hoy, who works for business news outlet Quartz, explains people are scared of being exposed to China's legal system.
They fear Hong Kong's civil liberties being destroyed, the judicial independence, the legal independence that is prized in Hong Kong, and they're afraid that once this extradition law passes, that it will essentially legalize kidnapping by the Chinese state, and that people will, if they fall foul of Chinese law, will be whisked away to face uncertain trials, not a fair trial in China.
The Hong Kong government argues the laws are necessary to fight crime, including drug trafficking, money laundering and firearms smuggling. The city's Beijing-backed chief executive, Carrie Lam, says people shouldn't be concerned because the Hong Kong courts will have the final say. But journalist Mary Hoy says that hasn't done anything to lessen fears about the laws.
One of the biggest problems is that people have a deep distrust of China's legal system and its poor human rights record. The Hong Kong Bar Association, the legal sector, they've come out in force and said that there aren't enough safeguards built into the bill and that people should be worried.
Mary Hoy points out, despite the biggest protests in many years, the government isn't showing signs of backing down. She's not optimistic the bill will be shelved and expects more protests to happen if it doesn't.
There's the fear that in China there is essentially no rule of law, there is no guarantee of a free trial. There's a history of arbitrary detentions, forced confessions, political prosecutions, all those things. And as Beijing's grip has tightened over Hong Kong in recent years, you have recent incidents like the outlawing of a pro-independence political party, the de facto expulsion of a Financial Times journalist, the kidnapping of various Hong Kong-based publishers, booksellers. Those have all showed the Hong Kong people that China works like that, and that's what people are fearing.
A final vote on the extradition bill is due next month.
Stephanie Smale reporting.